Only now in the recent physics, you know, recent physicians, physicists have found out that when you go, not to the ultimate reality, but when you go into the down matter, which is so much visible, you find that this visible becomes invisible. If you go down into matter, go down and down and down, you come to atom. Atom is not physically visible. But atom exists. Not only that, they went further down into matter. And they found that this matter, in atom, there is a huge structure. There is a nucleus. There is a proton. There is electron. In that small atom, and then there is a kind of a systematic motion. Electrons are constantly moving round and round and round. And then they found that there are 250 other and many more elements there. Then they came to a conclusion, now this is the latest. What is the nature of it? Is it particle or is it wave? You know the difference between particle and wave. What is particle? Particle is, if you take a little small sand, granule, little sand, you still feel it, something solid, somewhere some solidity is found. Now you see the wave. You have seen the waves of the ocean. Now, wave is something which you cannot hold. That is the speciality of it. The particle you can hold. It is something solid. Wave is something not solid. It moves out. You try to catch water in your hand. It cannot be caught. It passes away. It's wave. Now the question is, this particle, which is smallest particle in atom, is it particle or is it a wave? This is the question which was raised a few decades ago. And now the answer of the scientists is, it is both. It is both particle and wave. It is something like it is itself and yet something different from itself. So with regard to reality of the matter, modern physicists are now speaking the language of the Vedic rishis. Vedic rishis had said it is itself, yet it is a motion in the other one. Particle stands, immobile. Wave moves. It has a motion in the other one. But it is this very particle which is a wave. It's not there are two things, there is a wave and there is a particle. No. That thing which is particle itself is a wave. Such is the discovery of the modern physicists. In the light of this, now we can think and understand the Vedic rishis were very, very, very wise, so illumined that they had the courage to say, they knew that what they are saying, people will not easily understand and accept even. Therefore, Indra says it is adbhutam, it is strange. It is very wonderful. What I am going to tell you, you will not even easily understand. It is something which is itself, which has a motion into another, where there is no other one. There is only one. Reality is only one. It is that which has a motion into another. And then finally it says, utadhitam vinashyati. If you try to think it out, it will vanish. It can't be thought about. It's not by thinking that you can grasp it. So Indra was telling Agastya, look, you are trying to find out the reality by your mind. You are making your great effort to think, to think, to think, to think. But that reality cannot be thought of. You cannot grasp by thought, because it is adbhutam, it is strange, it is wonderful, It is something that which is not. It is that which is different from itself. It is itself but yet different from itself. It is static and yet is a motion in the other consciousness. Such is the reality. If you think, he says that now you are only trying to have power of the mind by which you try to understand. I am illumined mind. With my 1,000 eyes I have seen because I have gone beyond the mind. Therefore you should come to me. You are trying to surpass me, overpass me. You don't care for me. Therefore I am obstructing. Not that I want to obstruct you. I am standing before you, I am obstructing. Why? Because you are trying to reach that reality by your mind. But you must come to me, I am not a mind. I am gone beyond the mind. Not that I am supermind, I am not that reality. I am not that Turiyam Svid. But I have got 1,000 eyes. And I know therefore that reality very well. So I want you to come to me. It may look egoistic. He says, you worship me. That means you offer yourself to me, you come to me, I am like a guide to you, I am a helper to you. You will never get that reality if you don't come to me because I am the gate. You have got to pass through me. Without me, how can you reach there? So he says to Agastya, you claim that you are my friend and you are my brother. But you don't look at me. You claim that you are my friend and you are my brother, but you don't look at me. So look at me. Make a sacrifice to me. That is to say, burn yourself, throw away your mind and everything, burn it, make an ascension, make a journey. You cannot reach that reality unless you make a sacrifice. And making sacrifice means you distribute yourself. You cannot make a sacrifice without distributing yourself. You want to go straight without distributing, without pouring out yourself, you don't want to make a sacrifice. When I am speaking to you, I am distributing myself. I am diffusing, as it were, pouring myself. I am telling you whatever I have read, what I have studied, distributing myself. It's a sacrifice. It's a burning. An effort which is made, which is an upward journey. So Agastya is told, you want to just go to the reality without distributing yourself. Distribute yourself. Expand yourself. Give yourself. Make a sacrifice. And I am there, and then come to me, and I will take you to that reality. This is the path that is given in the Veda for anyone who wants to know that ultimate reality. Now let us come to that ultimate reality. This is only a story I told you, but now let us see that ultimate reality. So to repeat, the first discovery was a discovery of the battle. Battle not only between the visible creatures but also between invisibles. Second discovery was the discovery of the sacrifice. The third discovery was the discovery of that fourth one, Turiyam Svid, of the supermind. The fourth discovery was a discovery of the ultimate reality, beyond, that which is beyond, ultimate, final. Now that final reality is one without the second, ekam sat. And yet, it is not simple. It is simple complex. This is Sri Aurobindo's word. that reality is not simple, it is simple complex. It is at once itself and other than itself. Now, in the Veda, we get therefore two names. The name of that one, and the name of that one, which is different from that one. That one is called, in algebraic language, the bull. If you read the Veda, you will often find the bull. Bull always means that one. The other one, which is also itself, is Dhenu, is the cow. This is one description of it. The other description is, it is He, the Supreme. There are many names of it given in the Veda. He is the Hiranyagarbha. He is the golden egg. The golden egg from where everything comes out. The whole world, everything that we see, is originated from it. He is Prajapati. He is the father of all the creatures, Prajapati. But apart from that Prajapati, there is another, which is now known as Aditi. Aditi, this is the one name which I would like you to remember. Aditi. Aditi is the first original mother. That is to say, the original reality is the father, and mother is not different from the father. Father and mother are one, and yet mother is different from father. That Aditi is a supreme mother, the original mother. And although the original reality is the same as Aditi, there is a relationship between the two. That is why it is simple complex. Simple means that which has no relationship in it. That is the meaning of simple. Whenever you say it is simple, means there is no relationship in it. When you say it is complex, it means there are internal relationships. That is the meaning of complex. It is simple complex. It has no relationship, yet it has relationships. It is simple complex. Now that Aditi is the one from whom everything originates. That is to say, Supreme can exist without any creation. And yet, when there is creation, that creation can come out only from Him as Aditi. He Himself is Aditi. He without creation is He. He with creation is He that is Aditi. This is how you can understand this relationship. Now, without the knowledge of Aditi, you cannot understand how the whole world has manifested. Now, this is the fourth discovery, and I will not burden your mind with so many other details, but this is simple. What I have told you is very simple and something that is not very difficult to understand. Now I come to the last discovery, but that we shall do next time. He said, all right. The last discovery I shall tell you because a long discovery. The fifth discovery, it will take a long time. But if you have any questions so far, you are free to ask questions. Not adults, only children. Adults are not allowed to ask questions. It is because I am only... These questions are only to be asked by you.